We're currently in the month of October, otherwise known as Stoptober. But today on Your County, we're focusing on how tobacco products are being sold to underage people in the county. Alice Sofield has been talking to David Miller from Trading Standards about the situation.
First things first, tell me a bit about your summer investigation involving underage sales of tobacco initially.
Well, we contribute to the North Yorkshire Tobacco Control Strategy, which has the vision to create a smoke-free generation by 2025. Now, of the five priorities, we contribute to three of them, one of them being the working with retailers to prevent access to children of tobacco and e-cigarettes. So what we've done over the summer weeks and summer months is to undertake a survey of local retailers to actually see who would sell to someone under the age of 18. And we've used a 15-year-old, who does look 15, to go into the shop and under very strict conditions to try and purchase tobacco products. And over 74 attempts, we found that 16 sales took place. So effectively, in the eyes of the law, that would be 16 criminal offences which have taken place. Now, we're not taking them forward as criminal prosecutions because it was an informal survey just to assess the scale of the problem, but it has identified that there are issues with local retailers that we need to address.
And so what issues have you gathered at the minute?
Well, after every sale, we've gone back to speak to the retailers to find out why it's taken place. There are certain things that a retailer should have in place, certain things which give staff the confidence and robustness to refuse sales to minors. And those things are such as training, to ensure that they have the right words and phrases to fall back on. But mainly it's to ask for identification. If a person hasn't got identification and they are deemed to be under 18, then they shouldn't be served. If that ID is asked for and it's not been presented, then again, they shouldn't be served. There's only certain forms of ID that should be presented and should be accepted, and it's making the retailers aware of what they are. Ultimately, it's called an age verification policy. It should be things like Challenge 21 or Challenge 25, which you might have seen in the supermarkets. Tesco have a Challenge 25 process, so that if you look under that age, you're going to get asked for ID.
Yeah, so it's all about engaging with the businesses, basically. You're not there to, like you were saying, you're not there to prosecute. It was only an informal investigation. You guys now want to help them be better and help them abide by the law, basically.
That's right. Our main goal is to prevent access of tobacco and alcohol, for that matter, to minors. Now, the way that we find is best to do that is to engage on a proactive basis to ensure the retailers have the systems in place. Now, that's not to say that if they don't have the systems and they don't engage with us and put them in place after a period of training or advice, then we won't look to take further action. But this summer test purchasing campaign was all about being proactive and assessing the scale of the problem within the community.
And like you've just touched upon, it wasn't just tobacco as well. You have found that a percentage of retailers are selling to children underage. So, yeah, just tell me a bit more about that as well.
So the summer test purchasing campaign was purely focused towards tobacco. However, before that, earlier in the year, we did one regarding alcohol products. And we found that of 31 attempts, 4 sales took place. That equates to around 13%, which is quite a difference from the 22% sale rate from the tobacco products. So we've looked at why that is, and we've spoken to retailers about what reasons have caused that, and whether it be local issues in the community that are beyond the retailer's control. And we look to take whatever action we can do, whether it be to make the retailer systems more robust or to work with local partners to look at the local issues. But yeah, we do alcohol. We've also done e-cigarettes as well. And that was right at the start of 2017, where we found 11 out of 22. So again, there's a big disparity across e-cigarettes, tobacco and alcohol. But whatever the reason, whatever the reason for the sale, we would work with the retailers to try and mitigate.
Yeah, definitely. And sort of what reasons have the retailers come up with at the minute?
Well, an important aspect to recognise is that the offence is actually committed by the seller. So you can have certain situations where the seller isn't provided with the right training or the right resource or the confidence to be able to refuse the sale. So we speak to not only the sellers but also the owners of the business. And there's a variety of things that they say, whether it be that they feel intimidated by people trying to purchase these products, whether the seller feels that they don't have the confidence to fall back upon or the ability to ask for identification. It might be that they haven't got processes in place. I mentioned the Challenge 25 scheme. It might be that they just haven't got any system in place at all and they feel isolated when these people come into the shops. But ultimately, it's training and it's refusals logs and it's providing the staff confidence to react to who comes into the shop.
And I mean, you guys are really keen to, well, like you have been already, you know, getting involved with businesses, letting them know that you're there for them, to help them. And there's a massive campaign, Stoptober. Obviously, you guys are really involved.
So Trading Standards are responsible for the enforcement side, but there's also a whole host of activities which are commissioned and provided to help people to stop smoking. The main one is Smoke Free Life North Yorkshire, and that provides a support package to suit the individual to help them to stop smoking, obviously. And if anyone wants to access that service, then they can Google Smoke Free Life North Yorkshire to access the website, or they can call 0800 246 5215. But in addition to that, there is Stoptober, and that's a project which is promoted by Public Health England and supported by North Yorkshire County Council. And that looks to promote the stopping of smoking for 28 days. And it's felt that if people are able to do that, then they won't smoke in later life.
That's great. And I mean, how important is it, especially for smokers underage, how important is it that they jump on board and try and stop at an early age?
Our main aim is to prevent kids from accessing tobacco. If they've already started, then they should stop immediately. It's not just from a health perspective, but it's financial as well. It's illegal to access tobacco as well. So there's a whole range of reasons why they shouldn't start smoking in the first place. If they have, however they can, just stop.